Ghana and other West African countries await the passing of a solar eclipse come Sunday. The sunshine of the afternoon at about 1:22 will darken into an evening-like atmosphere for about 1.5 minutes. This is not the first time Ghana has witnessed the beautiful appearance of the eclipse. The most recent in the history of the country was in 2006 on March 29. Many are those who are expectant of the partial eclipse. In this write-up, Rita Mpabintete engages a scientist and looks at the types of eclipse, Ghana's experience, the superstition associated with it, and public preparation towards the moment.
The announcement of experiencing another eclipse brings shivers down the spine of many as the public await its recurrence. History has it that Ghana probably experienced its premier eclipse was in 1947, and a more recent one was in 2006. The 2006 eclipse experience was termed a total one. Come Sunday, another described as partial or hybrid is very much expected. This one in particular will cover 80% of the face of the sun. For more education, a former director of Center for Remote Sensing and Geographic Information Services at the University of Ghana, Professor Emmanuel Amamu-Otri, first describes eclipse types and the different features that come with it.
We have the solar eclipse, that is eclipse of the sun, and we have lunar eclipse, eclipse of the moon. With the solar eclipse, it happens during the day. The lunar eclipse happens in the night. Now, for the solar eclipse, it happens when the moon, positioning itself in between the earth and the sun, blocks the view of the earth from seeing the sun. There are variants. The total eclipse of the sun is what we experienced in 2006, when the moon covered the full face of the sun. But this one is partial eclipse.
Science is about nature, and most times questions linger on curious minds how scientists come about their predictions.
Over 30 years ago, space science and technology has improved enormously. Now we have space-based telescope that looks at the stars, it looks at the movement of the earth, the moons, all the planets, and so on and so forth. And with the power of the computer, the backlog of measurements can be put together, it processes, it gives you output, and you can see a whole lot of eclipses that would occur right from now to 3000.
So what if this very prediction never comes to pass? What can prevent it from becoming a reality?
Eclipses are subject to weather. If it rains, or what we are talking about, it will be rained off. It will happen, but we wouldn't have seen it because the sky will be overcast.
Professor Amamu-Otri also gave some historical precedents in the case of Ghana and further outlined subsequent ones.
Today, we will have this hybrid eclipse. 2027 will have partial one. 2034 will have a total one, the kind we experienced in 2006. And then 2038, there will be another partial eclipse. These are all possible. They've been predicted. It's precise. It will happen at that time.
When natural phenomena like the solar eclipse occurs, the public especially have different interpretations, experiences and beliefs. Some share their views on eclipse.
Yes, I have.
When?
I think 2006 or so, when the total eclipse occurred, it was an amazing experience because at that time we had the special glasses and it was nice to see the sun coming in between the moon and then the earth, and realize that after that particular incident, we were all happy that we were actually part of that generation that witnessed such a thing.
2006, Baname will be the hospital in 1999.
Yeah, I think I have experienced one before. That was back in 2009 or so. I can't remember. 2006, yes. And interestingly, it was on my birthday. It happened right on my birthday, 29th March. We saw that part of the sun was covered. Everybody was out, their halls and their lecture halls, standing outside watching for a few minutes, and then that was it.
I've once experienced it, and I was glad to again see how it appears, how the moon does gradually covers the sun.
Oh, the last one was frightening, you know. Hey, it was day to day, as if it was night. I saw it, yes. It was very frightening. I don't know whether it was the moon or the sun. You know, there's one by the moon, one by the sun. Very frightening. It was between 9 o'clock in the morning and I think 10. But I lasted for a few, it was scary.
And how prepared are the public this time around? Will preparation be likened to that of 2006 when massive public education was carried out?
Actually, I'm not prepared at all because the special classes that were in existence some time ago are no more in existence. I don't know where to get one. You're saying that we shouldn't look at the eclipse with our naked eyes, and I don't think I will observe it because I don't have the special glasses.
In terms of preparation, I'm not prepared. I haven't done anything because I realize that even if it comes, it doesn't change our lives anyway. So I'm just waiting and to come and it will be over.
Will you love to observe it this time?
Yeah, sure, sure, I will.
And do you have your shade already?
Not yet. I haven't seen any even around on sale.
I would love to watch it because it doesn't happen always. I'll buy one.
Interestingly, superstitions and diverse cultural beliefs are associated at times with the arrival of eclipse. Historians have mentioned that the Babylonians thought when eclipse occurs, it suggests that the sun was going to be eaten up by the dragon. The Romans also thought the sun was dying. Professor Mamuochu once again explains some religious beliefs attached to the eclipse.
This one coming has some coincidentals. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verses 44 to 46, it is written there that, and it was noon, and the sun was covered by darkness for 3 hours. And during that time, he shouted, "Father, into your hands
I commend
my spirit." And he died. What is coming on Sunday is noon, 3 hours. And it is on Sunday, the dying of our Savior, which gave us the Sabbath. So the churches will be full. Let them be reminded that 2,000 years ago, this happened. But incidentally, in Islam too, they say when eclipses occur, it's connected with the coming of a Messiah. Their Messiah is called Mahdi. So it seems the two are meeting somewhere. When signs like that happen, those who care can take a cue. You work it out, it can happen. If you don't care, God gives a sign with several signs that spiritually come. It depends upon who looks at.
It must be repeated to prospective observers not to watch the eclipse with the naked eye. Even those who already put on eyeglasses are still advised to refrain from watching the eclipse without the prescribed shades. Doing that can damage your eye, either temporarily or permanently. Rita Ampabintete reporting for Radio Ghana.